We are back. Episode 5.
Sure thing.
Name that tune, Rob.
The Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone. Now entering the fifth dimension. Why are we playing the Twilight Zone today, Robert?
Because you love that song.
Okay, well, first of all, to start, I absolutely grew up watching the Twilight Zone. Fun fact, New Year's Day, every single year, there is a 24-hour marathon that plays, I think on FX, of nonstop Twilight Zone, and it is the best day ever. I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, except we haven't had cable in like 3 years.
Yeah, but it's on Amazon Prime. Just throwing tips out there for people, you know, because the Twilight Zone is the best.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the Twilight Zone. I didn't really watch it until you showed it to me, like, in detail.
Yeah, that's right. I introduced you.
But, it's cool.
It's spooky.
You know, black and white.
Yes.
What years do you think it was made?
Oh, gosh. The 40s? Is that totally wrong?
No, I don't know. It's probably right. But 40s, 50s?
Yeah, something like that. But we're not here today to talk about the Twilight Zone.
Uh-oh.
This is a heavy-duty one, guys. This is heavy-duty.
So?
Aliens.
Aliens.
Are aliens here? Let's first start off and just let people know that...
The news.
Yes. What happened in the news on...
April
28th. April 28th. We got the date right.
Yeah. So April 28th, the Pentagon... officially released footage that the New York Times leaked in 2017. The Pentagon released footage of legitimate, quote-unquote, like, UFOs.
How? Like, what?
They don't know what these things are. That's why they released them.
Literal. There has to be a reason for why... the Pentagon released these images.
I mean, these are literal videos from Navy pilots who are like, what is going on? Like, what is this thing? And they're just like tracking it on radar and nobody knows what it is.
Unbelievable.
It's like beaming through the sky and like hyper speed and just, you know, traveling aliens. Unbelievably fast.
Yeah. Aliens.
Yeah.
Creatures. Well, what do we call them?
UFOs.
UFOs.
But like the significance is that the Pentagon is like starting to like air their laundry, basically.
Right.
It's out there.
Now, I immediately think, like, is this all just a hoax? Is this not a hoax at all? Are they prepping us to let us know that in the year 2020, Kobe died? COVID is destroying the planet.
And now the aliens
are
on their way.
And now we have contact with an alien invaders.
Well, contact is quite a leap.
Yeah, the word contact is a stretch for sure. But maybe
we're not ruling out contact.
We're not ruling it out, but maybe they are definitely prepping us by releasing these images. And is this like just a regular Thursday? Is this something that we need to take seriously?
The United States government releasing UFO footage. This is, by the way, this isn't something that like is hard to find. That's like under like some declassified.
No,
like,
no, it's right like, out in the open.
If you just YouTube Pentagon, mm-hmm. all the news channels, all the popular news channels, which are, you know, in the pocket of the government, are talking about it. They're all talking about how the Pentagon released this footage, and they're showing the footage on, you know,
every
Good Morning America
media.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't had service since this got released. Like, I wonder, is this like exploding in the real world right now?
I don't
now?
Think so.
I don't think
it's
it is.
Just like,
it was low key. Like, oh, here's some footages of a saucer flying through the sky. And yes, we have. Yeah.
Well, I think the thing
I don't
is,
know what I'm trying to say.
The thing is that it was released. Like, these same exact videos were leaked.
Ooh, in the past.
In 2017.
Oh.
And the New York Times released them.
Okay.
But now the Pentagon is like putting their stamp on it and saying
they're
like yes,
this is real.
Yeah. So that's the difference.
Wow. Why? My brain keeps going back to why. There has to be a reason.
There's a why for everything, isn't there? But whys are the tricky questions.
Of course they are. They're the trickiest of them all.
Oh, man.
Well, let's dive into this. So, there's the backstory. We also want you guys to know that throughout this podcast, we just watched a couple nights ago the documentary on Netflix called
Unacknowledged.
Huge. Right on Netflix.
Yes. Super accessible. Yep. Right on Netflix. Unacknowledged.
Super controversial as well.
Yeah.
You know, huge. You can absolutely say that it's definitely one-sided.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's one of those documentaries that is like a controversial documentary.
Right.
But
they have some pretty heavy-duty stuff there, though.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, first off, huge shout out to Kevin McAvoy.
Yes.
For recommending
this. Thank you for recommending
podcast. I mean, this documentary, so that we go check it out.
Shout out to Kevin.
There was two really compelling documentaries on Netflix, mm-hmm. Unacknowledged, and then also like the Bob Lazar.
The Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar also has like an interview with Joe Rogan.
So explain to people who Bob Lazar is, because I didn't know who he was.
Okay, yeah.
Quick backstory.
Briefly. Bob Lazar, so there's a documentary on Netflix also about Bob Lazar, but I heard about him from the Joe Rogan podcast. Joe Rogan has a podcast with Bob Lazar that has over 10 million views.
Wow. Okay. Pretty famous. Got it.
Yeah. And this is a guy who, again, a lot of things are controversial, but this is a guy who claims to have worked on the propulsion system, basically like the engine, quote unquote. Obviously, it's not an engine that we would relate it to.
Right.
Anti-gravity levitation type engine that
on this spaceship.
Literally the spaceships that the government had like collected.
See, like, knowing that, my brain wants to go to, I believe this. Like, well, I believe that there really is another life form that came down and we are now taking it apart, dissecting it, what is going on?
Certainly not outside of the realm of possibility. Like, it's certainly possible.
Right.
We're not going to say that none of this is possible. But, you know, to start off with, whenever we talk about controversial documentaries, there's always a few things that are very compelling, yes. That are very interesting, like, huh, maybe there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of other stuff that's kind of like,
gets a little hooey.
They always push it a little far, and it's a little hard to really like
grasp the understanding and truly believe, like, is this real?
So
does this sound correct? Is this evidence compelling?
Yeah, with anything, especially that if you go watch these documentaries or if you go watch that interview with Joe Rogan, I encourage
you to be open-minded.
Yeah, I encourage you to go watch it. Be open-minded, but also it's healthy to be skeptical. Like, we're not blindly just
trusting
everything in a documentary.
Of course. So I think we could both agree that through this podcast, we're not saying we believe that aliens are here, but we're not saying they're not here.
Yeah, we're certainly recognizing that it is.
It could be a good possibility.
Possible.
Rob, aliens. We're talking about aliens right now.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to keep bringing it back to why we're talking about aliens.
Like, or did the Pentagon just release images?
Are we crazy? Or did the Pentagon just release public footage of UFOs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So in this documentary, they had, especially in the beginning, they had a lot of evidence and people testifying that they have seen it, and I feel like most of the people who are testifying kept saying, like, you better keep your mouth shut, like their lives were threatened.
But I would say,
which
that
is interesting,
scientifically, and any true scientific perspective of this, a human eyewitness is the least trustworthy account. A human eyewitness is not like what you hang your hat on. That is not like a scientific
analysis. Right.
So the things that aren't eyewitnesses are the things that are more compelling than just the human stories of, okay, hey, I saw these lights in the sky, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That's a good point you make there. I agree with
that. But they do bring up that the government has previously, I think it was the late 90s or 2000 or something like that, the government did come out and they had this press conference where they talked about all these, like, not in detail, but basically they talked about all these, like, black budget type things, upwards of $200 billion a year.
Oh my gosh.
Of untrackable government spending on these black budget things that is 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, where is this money going?
Where is this money
over
going?
Over time, I mean, we spent trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on this type
oh
of stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And it's yeah, going so basically.
To investigating aliens.
Well, I think that the money. The crux of it, like the golden prize of what we would get out of any sort of like studying of alien spacecraft or anything like that would be like learning their technology.
Right.
So that's the goal, is to learn how they're
how
able
are they
to travel
able to
the
come
universe.
Here.
And
exactly.
How are they, like, these technologies are unbelievable.
Yes.
It's, Bob Lazar equates it to
Rob's
like.
Getting all excited.
I mean, this is a guy who studied like the propulsion system of these crafts.
Right. So he's able to try to figure out how they built this thing, how they were able to handle our gravitational force, because we don't know, quote, where they are from, where they came from, what their planet or moon gravitational force is like.
Yeah, what their environment was
what
like.
What their environment
what
is their, like.
What really, but really, the interest was about the actual craft.
Okay.
And the technology in the actual craft. And the fuel actually in the craft. And basically...
What type of fuel was it?
So...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, this is a little bit more of the Bob Lazar story.
Okay.
Which, again, this is all speculative. This is just hearsay what
right.
They're
he
saying.
Could be telling a whole story.
Who knows?
We don't know.
Well, basically... They found that the fuel source was this element on the periodic table that was previously unknown.
Oh my God.
But now it is adopted and it is officially on the periodic table. It's element 115.
How do you know all this? This
because
is fascinating.
Because I watched the podcast last night when
element
I couldn't sleep.
Element 115. So it's now on our periodic table.
Yeah. So that means it has 115 protons.
Okay.
And like that many electrons. But... The different isotopes.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Is a little technical,
this is, yeah.
But basically, the
I'm
different
in here.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't worry. The different isotopes of the particular element. You can have many. You can have one element with many different isotopes. That what determines the type of isotope that element is holding is how many neutrons are in it. So it's 115 protons, 115 electrons, and then like a different number of neutrons.
Okay.
Whatever that different number of neutrons is a very particular isotope. That was the particular fuel source that this craft was using.
Now, could we adopt that fuel source?
According to Bob Lazar, of
we
course.
Can.
Oh,
is it more efficient?
So we don't understand this
we
technology
don't understand it.
At all. It would literally, I mean, this is what he equates it to, but it would literally be like dropping a nuclear bomb or a nuclear...
What?
A nuclear, not exploding it, but like giving a nuclear bomb or a nuclear reactor.
The energy?
To like literally people 2,000 years ago and being like, here you go.
Right.
Figure it out.
They don't know. Yeah.
Like,
it's totally
it would
new.
Literally be like, what?
A puzzle.
They would like throw a rock at it and
yeah.
It would like blow up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that is literally how different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to say what is in my head because it will bring us to another tangent. So
okay.
Let's just go keep going. I'll bring it up later. Let's keep talking about this spacecraft because in the documentary, I remember also they were when they took out these creatures, these
sure.
aliens.
So any good alien story not only has spacecraft but has
actual bodies. There we go. The bodies.
Again,
and
we sound crazy.
We sound crazy.
Or did the Pentagon release UFO footage? Okay, go on. Bodies?
But what I found fascinating was they were talking about how for our spaceships, there's knobs and buttons and switches on all spaceships. But with this spacecraft, there was none of that. And these bodies, the tips of their fingers were like suction cups. And they were able to basically, as a touch screen... manipulate and change and fly and move this spacecraft through touchscreen through this suction cup fingertips. And they also these things have really big eyes, and they were also able to control it through kind of like a VR set, like a VR headset.
Like a helmet.
Like a helmet
similar
headset.
Similar to what a pilot would wear today.
Okay, yeah, and we are adopting that. We have VR right now, so...
Yeah, so you're basically talking about... Yeah.
And we have touchscreen.
But they... So they also...
It's...
Yeah, so I mean, they described these bodies to be about...
Human-like.
Three and a half feet tall at the most.
Yes, they're little. They're little, little tiny people things.
Yeah, tiny bodies, large heads,
big eyes.
Human-shaped. The typical alien shape that you would
also
literally think.
No thumbs. They only have four fingers.
Four fingers.
No ears.
Cups. And again, this is all just...
This is on the documentary.
Speculative.
Yes.
Hoo-ha from the documentary.
But, okay, so since they are, quote, human-like.
Human-shaped.
Human-shaped.
So, you know, we're talking face, body, arms, legs.
My brain also goes to, well, what is their home planet like? Is it similar to our Earth?
That gets off into a tangent in terms of what created the human shape.
Well, exactly. Well, and is this also the reason for why they may be here? Are they just like us, looking to prosper their life across the universe, across multiple galaxies or solar systems?
Well, now you're getting into one of those.
Are they in our solar system?
Well, now you're getting into one of those why questions.
Yes.
Why questions are the most interesting, but they are the hardest. You know, you're saying
there's so many questions
here?
Going it's through like, my head right,
you know,
now.
Or why are they shaped that way? You know,
did they evolve similar to? I don't know. Are their eyes very big? Maybe their planet or their home moon is dark.
Maybe they're nocturnal.
Maybe they're nocturnal and they have huge eyes.
There's unbelievable possibilities in the cosmos in terms of what their physical environment adapted them to look and shape like. Also,
You're
a biological body that is living in outer space,
mm-hmm.
it's quite normal, and what we would expect to happen to humans would be that our bodies would frail, we would get very short, we would have low nutrition, and our brains would grow. You know, if you put humans out
into space
for thousands of years, that's about
what we would look like.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because remember this, by the way, in case evolution is not stopping.
Right.
Like humans are
changing.
Oh,
of course. We're continuously
changing.
If
you fast forward the timeline a couple hundred thousand years.
We will look different.
We're going to absolutely look different. And probably if we can succeed through, you know, whatever environmental struggles that we're facing, if our species lasts another couple hundred thousand years, our brains will be big and our bodies will be small.
We are just evolving with our planet. Yeah, I mean, and that also is related to what is going to be happening to our planet.
It's a determinant on your environment, you know.
Yeah, it's nuts. But to think about, like, these human-like creatures.
Sure.
That we would, if we were, as you just said, if we were in space, we might evolve to look like that. This is crazy. I'm going to say it, though.
Go ahead.
Could they be us in the future?
I am absolutely not willing to rule that out. People always think that, and listen, I'm not going to say they aren't from a different planet, but...
Are they us?
I would be equally willing to entertain the idea of the fact that they are humans from the future.
Yeah, because think about it. Right now, we are trying... Elon Musk is trying to get... The very distant future. But he is trying to get us onto Mars, right? He's trying to get humans on to the surface of Mars.
Sure.
And that's just going to keep expanding.
We are nomadic at heart, aren't we?
Yes. And I don't know. We were also talking, I don't know when, about the possibility of time travel.
Yeah. So this... This actually...
Go into that a little bit, Rob.
This relates to, and this gets a little hyper detailed, hyper science, physics, crazy stuff.
Quantum.
I won't go too deep. But it relates to the technology that Bob Lazar was studying as the propulsion system for this craft. Essentially, the way that these crafts were able to move was that they had a gravity or anti-gravity propulsion system. Now, what does that mean? Basically,
anti-gravity propulsion system.
They had a machine, or at least these are the words of Bob Lazar.
Okay.
They had a machine that was able to create gravity and manipulate it. So what does that mean? You can hover and move and zing, zing, zing all over, like, because you're just creating your own gravitational field, and you can move easily, quickly. You can manipulate where you're putting your gravity.
Oh my gosh!
And you can manipulate like which direction you're going.
Well, that just proves the evidence in this documentary that this spaceship that they were seeing was like zinging from Maine to Florida in a matter of seconds.
Exactly. Yeah. And they were able to fuel that system with this particular element 115. Whatever.
Got it.
Now, why is that important? How does it relate to time?
Right.
If you know anything about the way that special and general relativity work, when you bend gravity,
mm-hmm.
when you create gravity. So today, all of what we know about gravity, Earth, Moon, everything we observe in the universe, we are only observing the effects of gravity.
Okay.
So, you know, the Moon orbits around the Earth. We are observing the effects of gravity.
We are not creating it.
Yeah,
in
we cannot manipulate it. Yes. We cannot create it or anything like that.
We're just here living in
Einstein's laws and rules were simply about observing the laws of gravity and how they operate naturally throughout the cosmos.
Okay.
Now, this is a machine that manipulates and creates and controls gravity. Now, why is that important? Is because...
Wait, this spaceship?
Yeah, the propulsion system in this spaceship, again,
they figured out a way to change it and manipulate it.
It was a highly advanced piece of technology that was able to manipulate the gravity waves mm-hmm. and create gravity. Now, why is that important? Because gravity...
I know where you're going with this.
Time.
Yes.
If you can control gravity, you can control basically the flow of time.
Time travel.
You are now entering the fifth dimension.
That makes sense, though. But that does absolutely make sense in the physics world.
It is a very complex relationship. If you don't understand it, DM me.
Yeah. I mean,
but the relationship between time and gravity and space-time and the fabric of space is very, it's the edge of what we kind of know.
Wow. So maybe
an ability
Go ahead.
To relate this to what some more people might have experienced in their normal lives is the movie Interstellar.
Yes, my favorite.
So when they go to that planet that's orbiting the black hole.
Yes.
Time moves differently on that planet.
A like lot faster.
10 seconds on that planet is like a year.
Yes.
When
in Earth years.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
And that's because that planet just happens to be near a
black hole.
And because the space is literally warped so dramatically that time is physically moving slower. You can also relate it to like the speed of light. If you are traveling close to the speed of light, time moves very, 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 very slowly.
Okay.
For the person, like,
in the spaceship?
Yeah.
If you're in a spaceship trying to move at the speed of light, which is an impossible thing to say right now.
Yeah, like if I stand right here and you travel at the speed of light, time will go on for years for you and it will go by very
seconds
quickly.
Very interesting. So I mean, with all this being said, maybe
you can manipulate time. So that's this ability to manipulate gravity is why I would not rule out that these are people who have controlled time in the future.
If these alien-like creatures are us from the future, they're gonna come to our planet and be like, this place is a hot mess. What is going on here?
Well, if they're from the future.
But they are here to help us.
If they're truly human.
Yes.
They're only here to help us.
Only.
Why would they go back in time to such a controversial time as this?
Honestly.
But to steer the boat in the right direction.
The night that we watched this documentary, I'm not going to lie, I had trouble sleeping. My brain was swimming. Are they really here? If they are here now, there's no doubt in our minds that they were here years and years and years and years and years ago.
That's the thing.
And the thing that I asked you is, did they ever leave? Did they evolve with humans?
You ever see that show, Ancient Aliens?
That makes me laugh because I've never seen that show, but it's
if aliens. We're going to say that they're aliens or humans, whatever.
Does that connect to, like, Egyptian and the pyramids, that show? That, like, these aliens helped build the pyramids?
If we're saying that they are steering the boat of humanity, like, in the 60s and the 70s, when all this stuff got really crazy, there was a lot of alien activity, and it seemed that a lot, and again, they touch on this in Unacknowledged, but it seemed like a lot of that alien activity was in and around nuclear sites, nuclear test sites, nuclear facilities. They were very interested in our ability to split the atom. And like
do you think it'd be like a good or a bad interest? Like,
well, I don't know. But just interest. I mean, there was some...
Because this can go two ways. This can go, if they're interested in our nuclear bombs, then they could maybe try and attack us and be like, this is a hostile planet. They could kill us, so we need to kill them. Or they could be like, this is interesting. What are they doing with this? How can we use this?
Well, here's this perspective that I think... My perspective is this.
And I could be totally wrong. I could sound like an idiot. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your perspective?
My perspective is this. The one story that they told in this documentary, and again, just a story, but there was some admirals or whatever that were detonating or dropping a nuclear test bomb in the middle of Nevada. And as they literally dropped it, some craft... Now, this, again, sounds crazy, and this is all crazy, and I'm not saying it's real, but basically some craft comes over, and as this warhead is dropping out of the sky, beams it with basically a light, and this is crazy, but, and the warhead, like,
shuts down. Yes.
And doesn't detonate. And then, like, there were multiple other warheads around the country.
Same
that
thing
also,
happened.
I don't know if it was a different time. Again, I don't remember all the details from this thing, but
yeah.
I don't know if there was a different time, but a bunch of different warheads around the country all shut down at once, and they were completely, like, unconnected.
That makes me feel like they're here to say, calm, simmer down a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Gentle. Put the nukes away.
If you don't realize how many times... humans have detonated nuclear bombs, go to YouTube. They have a great time-lapse video. If you just literally look, I don't know what you look up. I assume it would be something like time-lapse video of nuclear explosions, global nuclear explosions or something like that.
Okay.
And it's not just the two that we dropped in Japan. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Are you talking about test?
Yeah, tests. Yeah. Out in the ocean, in Nevada, in New Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah.
Russia, America. Yeah, so every country that ever exploded a nuclear bomb, they have this, like, time-lapse video. And in the beginning, when it first happened, it was like, beep, beep, and they, like, show where it is on the map.
Okay.
And then eventually, as time goes on, it's like beep, 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 beep. Like,
it's all over the place.
Every year, like in 1 year, we were detonating like dozens.
Why?
It was test. I don't know. It was the Cold War. It was America versus Russia. It was all the countries were trying to race
angry.
To get nukes.
Gosh, this planet is
And during that time
so much war.
Is when we had all that alien stuff.
Coincidence?
Coincidence, maybe not.
Maybe not.
And then since then, we've kind of stopped. Now, I say that to say this.
Okay. I'm ready.
If they're here, and if, like you said, they've always been here, maybe they are simply steering the boat a little bit, shutting down our nukes.
Okay.
You know, well, whatever they did in ancient times with the pyramids or, you know, I don't know, like
I don't know.
Like,
or maybe throughout history, we have talked about maybe these intelligent minds are alien, like Einstein.
Who knows? Maybe Einstein. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying that these guys are aliens.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, maybe just
Elon Musk seems like an alien.
Elon Musk doesn't. I think Elon Musk doesn't know if he's an alien or not.
He probably is and doesn't know how to handle it. Like, guys, I don't know. Let's just do all this stuff.
He definitely knows he's different. Yeah. But people like that, you know? Like,
I mean, I'm not ruling it out. I'm not ruling it out.
The universe, if one thing
they come
learned,
here, they live in peace and they evolve
and they steer the boat.
They steer the boat and they help our planet prosper and propagate across the universe.
I mean, think about it.
It makes sense. We sound crazy, but it makes sense.
We sound crazy. We really do. But like throughout history, there's always been one person who just happens to completely change the future of humanity.
You
got Elon Musk, Einstein, Newton, Da Vinci. Mm-hmm. Who knows? The pharaohs.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Who knows? Who knows? And the only thing that we know is that the universe is unbelievably more complex and more crazy than you could ever imagine it to be.
This is a loaded podcast right now. This is
and
making
again,
my brain
we
go
sound
woo-woo.
Crazy. This doesn't none of this is like we're
yeah,
not,
this could be totally fake and we're just talking.
And that would be totally fine. Yeah, we're
Tweedledee
not,
and Tweedledum over here,
yeah,
you know.
We don't
know.
We're not like
please
alien.
Don't come take
and
us
the
away
thing is,
for talking about this.
Yeah, we're actually and me especially, I mean, we're actually like very undereducated about the whole details of this whole alien thing.
Oh, I know nothing.
Because it's something that I never really spent much time thinking about or paying attention to, but...
Rob goes to me, Emily, let's talk about aliens. What do you know about aliens?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's okay. Nobody knows anything about aliens.
Yeah. It's all just, yeah.
It's just
speculated.
The one thing that has changed is that now the Pentagon is putting their stamp on UFO videos. And I know that we're making quite a leap.
Are we, though? Are we, though?
I don't know.
What do we do about the fact that what if Bob Lazar really did take apart their spaceship? What do we do about the fact that what if these little human-like creatures really are real and are in a deep freeze right now? What if they really are?
I don't know. I mean...
And, like, the government or this society, what is this deep?
The deep state?
The deep state that they talk about in this documentary. What if the deep state really is investigating and spending trillions of dollars in space exploration and figuring out how did these little things come here? Are there more coming here? And to make that huge leap, are we in contact? How do we contact them if we do find them, if we do come face to face and encounter these things and they are not here to hurt us or take over our planet? How do we communicate with them is the next question.
So here I think would be the answer.
Okay.
We would not be communicating with them.
They would be communicating with us.
Yes. Because if they know anything about us, Lord knows, hopefully they'd be able to know something about language that we speak.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
But
that's a good point.
We can't even speak to other humans that speak different languages. We can't speak to other animals that come from our own biological DNA that we share.
Yeah.
Like, there's no possible way. The only possible way would be that they would communicate with us just from learning and watching our television or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good point. I feel like for a little bit, I was thinking, like, well, what if they're here? What if they want to take over? What if they want to, you know, conquer our planet? But I don't know. I feel like if they have come here in the past, if they are here now, all that we just said, I think I, in my crazy brain, would want to rule out that they're here for a negative reason. I think it would have to be a positive reason. They're here to help us.
Life is too precious to just beam and destroy a whole planet.
You don't know, though. But that's the thing. Is like, don't rule it out, because then you'll get vulnerable and you don't know. You might need that bunker one day if there is an alien invasion. Maybe they're here to just...
If we need a bunker, it's because humans detonated some stupid nuclear bomb.
I just think we need to simmer. If anybody's listening, I think we need to literally come in peace.
Yeah.
And try and with body language. I don't know. Like, show them that we are not going to harm you. We want to know why you are here. We want to learn.
And I agree. But I think,
listen, sending a nuke up to their spaceship is not going
to. They're just
going
to. They're just going to.
I guess they could turn it off.
But here's what I'll say.
And then they can blow up our planet.
If aliens have any interest in Earth, do we think it's because they have interest in humanity, or is it because they have interest in life? Is it because they have interest in water and oxygen?
And we are just another animal that are on.
Are we just or are they here because of humanity? Now, those are two
very huge
differences.
Very big differences.
My belief would be that they are here simply. I don't know. But I would assume.
My belief is I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have a strong belief here. But I would assume that they would be more interested in life
versus humanity.
Yeah.
Maybe. Unless they're us from the future.
Yes, of course. Unless they're us from the future.
All right. Well, let's take a break. Let's simmer here a little bit.
Sure.
I think we had a lot of good topics. And I don't know, maybe we're crazy. Who knows?
Maybe we're crazy. We're
actually
definitely crazy.
Did the Pentagon just release
or did the Pentagon live footage? Just release real footage of UFOs?
Well, we'll be back. Stay tuned, people.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. 3, 2, 1, and we're back.
Howdy, y'all.
After that heavy alien creature human-like talk. So we don't really know where this next segment is gonna go. We don't know if we're going to be diving back into the alien talk or if we're just gonna leave you guys with some questions, but we'll start with that. Like, what do you guys think? Do you think that there is life out there?
Yeah, I mean, let us know. I mean,
is there a reason? What is the reason if they are here? If they are trying to contact us? If they are trying to come here? Why? Yeah.
I mean, I think it starts from an understanding that our galaxy has like 400 billion stars.
Yeah, so saying that there's life out there, I would say 100% yes.
Yeah.
How you identify that life, whether it's plant, animal,
or intelligent, human-like,
or intelligent,
or interstellar, or like whether that species can travel interstellar space. That's the space between different stars.
That's the thing. It's like, are they just in our Milky Way solar system? Are they in other galaxies? Are they in other, cosmos? Look, I'm learning.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, there's different, like, levels of civilization.
For sure.
This is, like, well-developed scale, right? A civilization like humanity, where it's planetary. Civilization has enveloped the entire planet. There's interstellar civilization, which would be a civilization that can travel amongst different solar systems.
It's weird.
And then there's galactic society, which these are all, you know, theoretical, but
that into the cosmos.
Well, imagine a society that was
define able, galactic.
A society that had the ability to go anywhere in the galaxy,
in just our galaxy.
Yeah, just in our galaxy. Yeah.
Just the Milky Way.
Yeah.
So crazy. If they are here, or if they came in the past, why? I'm still stuck on the whys.
There's plenty of whys.
I'm still stuck on why are they here.
Whys are the interesting ones. Let's pose some why questions. And
why did the Pentagon release actual footage of these quote aliens?
That's the ultimate question.
They do that? And why now?
Yeah.
Honestly, what is going to come of the year 2020?
Are they coming?
Should we be excited or should we be terrified? Are they here already? Have they been here for thousands of years? How were the pyramids built?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody Maybe knows. It has something to do with these human-like alien creatures.
Anti-gravity?
Yes, but seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
Are we about to find out these answers?
Are they going to teach us about more technology? And is that technology, or are they going to enlighten us to secrets of the cosmos that will advance and enlighten the entire species of human and then empower us to also become an interstellar
Maybe species? They know that our planet is hurting and we need to find a new planet to inhabit. What is it? Inhabit. Yeah, inhabit.
Maybe their goal is to simply preserve life and, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe their goal is to graduate different species into higher levels of intelligence. Like, they'll tell us things about the universe.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe... I don't know. Maybe there's a battle going on in the Milky Way and there's good versus evil.
Oh my god.
Like the movies.
I mean, who knows, man?
Maybe they're protecting Earth.
Maybe they're protecting Earth
from an evil empire on the other side of the galaxy.
Oh my gosh.
It gets crazy.
Which one came first? The chicken or the egg? Did the movies and cinema come up with the saucer-shaped spaceship, or did this footage leak and then, like, cinema created this saucer? Because going back to the Twilight Zone, there's tons of episodes being taken place in outer space.
Yeah.
They're so cool and corny and weird, and I love them.
Well, they do all happen, you know, after we have, like, this higher understanding of, like, relativity, and after we have, like, nuclear weapons, and after we're kind of like the space race is kind of going on, or, you know,
it's nuts because it is a saucer shaped
yeah, I mean, who knows,
according to that documentary.
Yeah,
what is it called? Unacknowledged. Close one, Emily. Almost yeah. Got it.
And then also the Bob Lazar one. Two different ones.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we'll leave you with those questions.
Yeah.
For right now. I don't know. It's hard to, like, just jump to a new topic.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Because aliens is heavy. And it's weird. And are we totally crazy? Are we going to post this and our whole family is going to come at us like, you guys are going batshit crazy out there in the wilderness?
We are batshit crazy.
Or did the Pentagon release... Did the Pentagon actually release
footage of UFOs?
It just keeps going back to that, Rob.
Listen, man.
Well, let's tell the people where we are. We're no longer in Sedona.
Yes.
Let's at least give the people that. Where are we in the world right now? Where in the world is Emily and Rob? We are in Prescott, Arizona.
Yes.
A little north, about an hour and a half north of Sedona. Area.
It's not north, darling. It's southwest.
No way.
It's in the southwest direction from Sedona.
Really?
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll stick to the maps.
Oh my god, it is.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm speechless. That's why I said,
you sure you want to go here? We're getting further away from the Grand Canyon.
I did. I wanted to come here, but we're higher in elevation. I guess that's why it confused me.
Yeah, we came here because a couple of reasons. It's beautiful here.
It is very beautiful
they
here.
They have a
I feel dumb.
Different national forest, so we were able to, like, we had to leave the Coconino. We had to leave the Coconino National Forest.
We overstayed our welcome there.
Yeah.
Pretty heavily.
technically, you're only allowed to stay like 14 days.
14 out of 30 days.
Yeah, 14 out of 30 days. Yeah,
no, then, it doesn't have to be consecutive.
Yeah, you're right. And then you can come back.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Press...
But they were really... Like, we had to talk to a few of the forest rangers, and we found out, just to give you guys a heads up, and we don't know if it's just because of the quarantine, the stay-at-home order, but they do record the license plate, and they take pictures. Like, even if you see the truck driving around, they're taking pictures and documenting who's in what area and who's in what designated campsites to make sure and track that you're not over your 14th day. And we found out... that it is an arrestable offense.
Well, the important thing...
Not that they'll really arrest
you. The important thing that he was telling me is that we were within the Flagstaff medical region.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Navajo Nation is also in the Flagstaff medical region. And the Navajo Nation was getting very badly impacted from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they were really kind of...
they're just
and the Flagstaff medical
on top of
facilities
were
getting overrun. So they were really just kind of cracking down.
They were cracking down. And, you know, as we talked about, other surrounding states, for example, California, they closed all public lands. So we were seeing a heavy amount of California license plates as soon as the stay-at-home... Wow, I cannot talk today. As soon as the stay-at-home order went into effect. So, I mean, he was nice, this man, and he was just letting us know that, you know, if we are keeping these sites open, keeping these national forest lands open, we just have to seriously crack down on abiding the rules.
Enforcing the 14-day limit. So,
yeah. So, which is
long
fine.
Story short, we were
ready to leave anyway.
They have pine trees here.
Yes.
So it's nice. It's higher in elevation, cooler temperatures.
Ponderosa pines, I think these are.
Beautiful.
They're the ones that look like those creepy, like Halloween-esque, those like...
Creepy? Wah! I think they're gorgeous.
Well, they're beautiful, but they all have those like wiggly branches that just look really eerie in the night.
Okay.
But they're beautiful, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Just eerie. But yeah, so we are southwest. Sorry, not north. Typical Emily and getting mistaken by my directions. So we did get to explore Watson Lake a couple days ago. And if you're in the area, I definitely suggest going to this lake.
It was incredible.
So cool. It's surrounded by all these rocks that honestly look like blup, 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 blup.
Yeah,
there's
the rocks
no
are
words
eroded,
to describe it.
Very round shaped.
Blup, blup,
that's
blup,
what
blup.
Round-shaped means in Emily language.
Blup, blup. Yeah, so that's a little tip about Prescott, Arizona. And I guess probably in the next 2 days, we're going to try to venture to the Grand Canyon. And I'm sure it's closed. And even if that means that we're just kind of camping out in BLM land or National Forest land, we're ready to try and adventure on, put our big girl pants on and
slow and steady will
slow and steady through this quarantine, because it's not easy. Tip: if you are thinking about living on the road, do not do it during a national state
pandemic
wide quarantine pandemic.
Yeah, a bunch of things
pandemic.
Are closed.
It's very difficult. It are our challenges that we finally overcame have just got it 100 times worse. So it's okay. We're making do. We might be a little stinky.
Yeah.
Rob's really stinky.
Oh, boy.
It's okay. I love you, honey. But I don't know. So I don't know whether to end this podcast or, like, tell a funny story, go back to aliens. I think both Rob and I can agree that we're in this, like, episode 5. The Pentagon just released this live footage. We definitely need to talk about aliens, yet... We're both speechless on it.
Yeah,
what
speechless
do you think?
Is the word.
So we know that this isn't a star ending to a podcast, but...
Let us know if you think aliens are here. Obviously, they're real. Okay, let's just...
Oh, Rob, you're throwing the ball there.
Obviously, aliens exist. Obviously, there's life in the universe.
But are they here?
Obviously, there's blue and green planets out there. That's just true. Do they fly in little alien spaceships, and are they on Earth? That's
the question.
A huge question.
It's hard to make me speechless.
And that question is coming a little bit more into light as the Pentagon releases this stuff.
But, like, is it just quiet? Like, there's no talk of it. They just, like, kind of sprinkled it on top of an ice cream cone.
So,
like,
actually,
hey, by the way, guys, this is real.
That's the thing that's so crazy is, like, this is the most interesting question that humans have ever asked. Are we alone? Is there intelligent life? Are there aliens here? Right. You think that as a normal person, you would be kind of interested in that. They released this footage 5 days ago. Almost nobody's talking about it.
Why is no one talking about it?
Are we just not interested? Do we just not care? Do we just not believe it? Are we conditioned to not?
Is it like, all a hoax?
Like, yeah.
I think a lot of people think absolutely that this is just a hoax.
Listen, somebody's lying, okay? Either they're real or they're not real. Someone's lying. End of story.
Are they just trying to change people's mindset away from COVID-19 and into something else? I don't know. I'm just spitting out what's going on in my head. Maybe. This is all just a maybe. All of it.
Why now?
Why right now, while the world is going through a global pandemic?
Listen.
And it's not gone. Can we just talk about that, too? Like,
COVID's still here.
It's still here.
Yeah.
Pretty heavily.
Yeah.
You know, it's May 2nd. And we're approaching summer. Of course, everybody has plans that were canceled. Everyone's like wondering about their plans in August, September, October. Like, do I cancel those? Do I postpone those? We have tons of weddings at the end of the summer, including our own. And it's all just a big question mark. I mean, May, June, July. In 2 months, we were supposed to be getting married.
Yeah.
In Yosemite.
Well,
that truly breaks my heart.
The aliens had other plans in mind.
You know what, Rob? What is going to come of the year 2020? I feel like this is the beginning. Not the beginning of the end, but the beginning of more UFO talk.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully it's not the beginning of the end.
Jeez.
A new decade, man.
The thing that's interesting is, basically, the U.S. government said, we have UFO footage. We don't know what they are. And nobody's interested in that.
Now, what if? What if I was watching the stars one night and I was convinced that I saw a spaceship fly in the sky? Who do I tell?
That's the thing. Who do you tell?
It's like, no, Rob, what if I had a picture? What if I had a picture? Who do I tell? Listen, who do I bring this picture to?
Yeah, and I think that culture and the government and like society has done a pretty good job at making talking about aliens sound like
crazy. And don't do it.
Because it does sound crazy.
I mean, Rob, do you want to share? You know a little more about this than I do. What happened when Bill Clinton started talking and asking questions about aliens?
Yeah, well, that's another thing. So put Bill Clinton aside for a second.
All right.
What if somebody ran for president?
Mm-hmm.
And that person's premier
Their thing main goal was to find out about aliens.
Was like, give us the information on aliens. We want the information on aliens. That is public information. We spent trillions of dollars on this technology. Oh, release it.
And then they get elected.
What happens?
Oh.
I don't know what happens.
No more toilet paper. That's what happens.
Yeah. You think toilet paper is an issue? Fuck, man. Yeah. I mean, what if that happens now?
Oh my God.
All the presidents.
There's a lot going through my brain right now.
All the presidents have alluded to some sort of information about aliens. But basically, presidents are like temporary employees and they're kind of like don't need to know sort of situation. So most of them, they don't get the information. Yeah. But,
oh my gosh.
What if they got elected primarily on that?
Yeah.
So I say that to say.
And then they mysteriously die.
I say that to say that was one of the things that Bill Clinton was talking about heavily while he was running for president.
Okay.
And then after he got elected, absolutely.
Nothing.
Obviously stopped talking about it.
Zero. Zilch. Nada.
And then became kaput. Friends. And then became friends with Jeffrey. Jeffrey Epstein, that is, who, by the way, didn't kill himself. And, you know, if you need someone to stop talking about aliens, maybe some Jeffrey Epstein blackmail wouldn't hurt. If you don't know who that is, Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You don't want to know.
Rob filled me in on more details than I knew about. Yeah, so.
Oh, about yeah, so.
We won't talk about it.
Yeah.
But anywho, do we end? What do we do, Rob?
I don't know.
Let's end.
Sure.
Let's give the people some stories in episode 6 to look forward to.
Yep.
And let's just keep this episode as aliens and conclude episode 5 with those questions. And, you know, like, Rob and I are pretty bored. So when we get service, if you want to give us a call and chat about aliens with a third party in the room, we'd love to.
Yeah, we are not as crazy as we sound.
No, we're not.
We don't actually think aliens are like...
We don't think that they are little green men walking around in hiding, trying to plot and kill us.
But, you know.
Maybe they are.
Who knows?
Who knows? Well, stay tuned and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Don't get abducted on us now.
No, please no.
Yeah.
We are now exiting the fifth dimension. Goodbye.